Dr. Gerard scrutinized her again. This time his eye was professional, not aesthetic. Dropsy. Cardiac. He added a glib medical phrase. Oh, yes, that. Sarah dismissed the medical side. But there is something odd in their attitude to her, don't you think? Who are they? Do you know? Their name is Boynton. Mother, married son, his wife, one younger son, and two younger daughters. Dr. Gerard murmured, La famille Boynton sees the world. Yes, but there's something odd about the way they're seeing it. They never speak to anyone else, and none of them can do anything unless the old woman says so. She is of the matriarchal type, said Gerard thoughtfully. She's a complete tyrant, I think, said Sarah. Dr. Gerard shrugged his shoulders and remarked that the American woman ruled the earth. That was well known. Yes, but it's more than just that, Sarah was persistent. She's got them all so cowed, so positively under her thumb, that it's indecent. To have too much power is bad for women, Gerard agreed with sudden gravity. He shook his head. It is difficult for a woman not to abuse power. He shot a quick sideways glance at Sarah. She was watching the Boynton family, or rather, she was watching one particular member of it. Dr. Gerard smiled a quick, comprehending Gallic smile. Ah, so it was like that, was it? He murmured tentatively. You have spoken with them, yes? Yes, at least with one of them. The young man, the younger son? Yes, on the train coming here from Kantara. He was standing in the corridor. I spoke to him. There was no self-consciousness in her attitude to life. She was interested in humanity, and was of a friendly, though impatient, disposition. What made you speak to him? Asked Gerard. Sarah shrugged her shoulders. Why not? I often speak to people travelling. I am interested in people, in what they do and think and feel. You put them under the microscope, that is to say. I suppose you might call it that, the girl admitted. And what were your impressions in this case? Well, she hesitated. It was rather odd. To begin with, the boy flushed right up to the roots of his hair. Is that so remarkable? Asked Gerard dryly. Sarah laughed. You mean he thought I was a shameless hussy making advances to him? Oh, no, I don't think he thought that. Men can always tell, can't they? She gave him a frank, questioning glance. Dr. Gerard nodded his head. I got the impression, said Sarah, speaking slowly and frowning a little, that he was, how shall I put it, both excited and appalled. Excited out of all proportion, and quite absurdly apprehensive at the same time. Now that's odd, isn't it? Because I've always found Americans unusually self-possessed. An American boy of 20, say, has infinitely more knowledge of the world and far more savoir-faire than an English boy of the same age, and this boy must be over 20.
About 23 or 24, I should say.
As much as that?
Well, I should think so.
Yes, perhaps you're right. Only somehow he seems very young.
Maladjustment, mentally.
The child factor persists.
Then I am right. I mean, there is something not quite normal about him.
Dr. Gerard shrugged his shoulders, smiling a little at her earnestness.
My dear young lady, are any of us quite normal? But I grant you that there is probably a neurosis of some kind.
Connected with that horrible old woman, I'm sure.
You seem to dislike her very much,
said Gerard, looking at her curiously. I do. She's got a malevolent eye.
Gerard murmured, "So have many mothers when their sons are attracted to fascinating young ladies."